Suppose you were 75.
75, I would probably look at the B-cell receptor inhibitor frontline therapy, something like ibrutinib with rituximab or others.
Interesting.
Charlie, if he's unmutated.
Right. Again, Charlie, same question. This patient with unmutated disease, age 65, otherwise well, and age 75.
65, well, first, it's important to say that there are some good clinical trials out there in the United States for younger patients, FCR compared to ibrutinib-based therapy, and in older patients, BR compared to ibrutinib-based therapies, and they're going to be important studies. Off study, my inclination is to use FCR in youngish patients, and 65 is sort of on the borderline. There's much more experience in terms of potential long-term benefit and durable responses. So that's sort of my inclination there. In an older patient, I'd love to use ibrutinib, but you can't always get it paid for frontline studies at the moment. And if we could not get that, I would consider BR in that older patient.
Just before you say what happened with the patient, outside a trial setting in general, Jennifer, how are you approaching a patient like this? And what about as they get older?
Right. So outside a trial setting, I would favor FCR for the 65-year-old perfectly well patient. And again, that was supported by the CLL-10 study that was reported at ASH that Higop referred to. The study was mildly marred by the fact that the BR arm had a disproportionately greater number of patients over 65, as well as a higher rate of unmutated IGH patients, therefore making the arms not perfectly balanced. That being said, the fact that FCR doubled the likelihood of being negative for residual disease in the bone marrow and peripheral blood, I found a very impressive result compared to the results with BR. And this was reflected in it meeting its primary endpoint of a significantly greater progression-free survival.
And again, as you go up in age, 75, 80, 85, how do you think it through?
Right, so 75, I'm not considering FCR anymore. I would try to put the patient on a clinical trial of a B-cell receptor pathway inhibitor in all likelihood. In the absence of such trial, I would consider a bendamustine rituximab regimen or an obinutuzumab chlorambucil regimen. I don't think we have data to address those two regimens comparatively.
So can you talk about what happened with this patient?
Right, so this patient I was viewing as an FCR candidate patient, and we had a clinical trial of FC with obinutuzumab. And so he was very interested in that trial and enrolled. And the initiation of the therapy involved a 100 milligram dose on day one, as is typical for obinutuzumab. And he did fine in clinic, had just a mild grade one type infusion reaction. Went home and developed a low grade fever, chills. He said that he literally felt he could watch his lymph nodes shrink under his eyes over a couple of hours. And he felt okay, stayed home, didn't even call that night. Came back in the following morning. His white count, which had been 80,000, was 4. And he actually also had grade 4 transaminitis, which was not something we were expecting, had not been reported with the drug. But since then, it has been reported in some context and was seen in this study. That mandated that he be removed from the study.
What happened after that?
So I gave him a little while to recover. He actually did develop some neutropenia from the 100 milligrams of obinutuzumab, maintained his response. And then about 4 weeks later, after he had recovered from that, I treated him with FCR off study. And he achieved an MRD negative complete remission.